Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and at every 10,000 points I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
It's the Monday edition, and welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org, and coming soon to 95.7 FM. Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP.
Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
That's what I do.
Hey, folks, sorry about technical difficulties. If you just tuned in, this is Hemp Rock Radio here on WVQC.org, WVQC LP 95.7 FM, coming soon to your dial. I am the Happy Hemptress, and the Birdman is over there trying to roll the pot, and he kept rolling and rolling and rolling, and nothing came out of the speakers. So we apologize for that delay, and seems that we're having an issue with our board, and a couple of the channels are going out, so we cannot play one of our CD players, so we're going to switch back and forth with our couple of CDs we've got to play with the top deck. Chuck's getting that together right now. Anyway, definitely stay tuned because this is a very, very cool show today, and we're trying to get a couple of great songs queued up here for you. And got some special stuff and a special interview that I had over the weekend. I say that because it was our first recorded interview for the show, and as you know, we're trying to delay some of our interviews till we get live on the transmitter and antenna, And the one that says interview, Chuck. Sorry. Excuse me, folks. Just as I said, we're just having a little bit of technical difficulties trying to make sure that the CD's playing correctly. And some other really cool stuff happened over the weekend. And we're going to be talking about that. We got a lot of other things in the news to talk about. And I think you got that queued up for that one CD, Burn Man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty. We're going to play a couple of songs. We'll be back in about, six and a half minutes. And we're going to try to figure out how to fix some of these technical difficulties as we go. It is Hemp Rock Radio, WVQC.org. I'm the Hemptress. He's the Burn Man.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave. Open up, man. I got the stuff.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
What the hell? Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
All right, court is now in session. Face the flag. Your country recognizes principles for which it stands. Sit down. Municipal Court number 38 is now in session. Honorable Gladys Dax presiding.
Good morning. Bailiff, you may call the first case of the day.
State versus Horwinkle. State versus Horwinkle. Leslie Horwinkle, please step to the docket. Are you Leslie Horwinkle?
Well, if I wasn't Leslie Horwinkle, I wouldn't be here now, would I?
Just sit down over there, Horwinkle.
Kiss my ass.
Judge, this is case 148, People versus Horwinkle. That's one I talked about yesterday.
What the hell are you staring at, you goddamn fascist pig?
Be quiet, Horwinkle.
Have you ever seen a criminal before?
Mr. Horwinkle.
I'm going to read the
kiss
charge.
Kiss my ass, you stupid bastard.
Leslie Horwinkle, you are charged on the night of September 14th at approximately 8 p.m., you did willfully, with malice aforethought, sexually assault a 16-year-old girl. How do you plead?
I plead insanity.
Insanity?
That's right, insanity. I'm just crazy about that stuff.
Mr. Horwinkle, this has not been the first time you have appeared before this court on such a charge, and we must make sure that you do not appear here again. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee.
Get your hands off me now. Go on, you stupid bastard.
Bailiff, call the next case, please.
State versus Stoner. State versus Stoner. Are you counsel for Stoner?
Yes, I am. Thank you. All right, listen. Just sit over there, and I'll do the talking, okay? Just be quiet.
Man, relax, man. You know, it's cool, man.
All right.
We got this sucker in the bag.
Okay, now listen, I'll do the talking. When I call on you to come up, don't forget what you have to say, okay?
Man. Okay. Hey, man, it's cool.
Just sit down, man. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, man, go do your trip.
Okay, now just be quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, your honor. Now, it might seem suspicious that my client had in his possession at the time of his arrest 24 pounds of marijuana, 5,000 LSD capsules, and a gallon of Ripple wine. To the layman on the street, this may seem suspicious. However, there is an excuse, Your Honor. There is an explanation. It seems that my client had merely found these drugs, and he was on his way to the police department to turn them in at the time of his arrest. Now, we're not saying that my client is an angel. We admit openly that on two occasions he has smoked marijuana, and on one occasion taken LSD, of course under the clinical supervision of a doctor. Now, what we want you to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is to look inside your hearts, to examine your own consciences, and remember this: judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Now, as a true sign of repentance, I'd like to have my client step forward and say just a very few words in his own behalf at this time.
All right,
man. I almost broke my neck, man. Oh, that's heavy, man. Oh, wow.
Don't forget what I told you to say. Just,
oh, yeah, man. Hey, Your Honor, man.
No, not that one. The judge is up there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Your Honor, man. Now, dig, man. Like, I know a lot of cats, man, call you a pig. You know what I mean? Not really, man. Like, you know, but I ain't like that, man. You dig? Because I dig pigs, man.
Quiet about pigs.
Not really, man. You see, my old lady's a pig. You understand? Hey, yeah, listen, man. Like, my man here says now, you dig? I've only tried marijuana, man, I guess. 22 times, man.
Twice.
Twice, man. And yeah, man. And I only did acid, man. 10 times, man.
No,
no,
once.
Yeah. No, once, man. Yeah, really, man. Now, listen, man. Now, dig. I know, man, where that drug trip leads, man. Like, I know it's really a drag, man, you know, because I, you know, like, I really can dig that you get hung up, man, you know. And you get hung up, man, you know, and you just go through some, man, you know what I mean, man?
Like,
touching me far out, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a heavy, far out thing, man. And you can really get involved, man, you know what I mean? Like, this whale, man, once you get there,
what
man,
I think my client is
gone,
trying to say at this
mean?
Time, Your Honor, is that
you know, like, you
he has transcended
really
the drug
gone,
experience.
Man,
yes, that's it. You... He has gone beyond that. He needs no
now, hold
crutches
on,
to face...
Man. Hold on, man.
I'll
I'm doing the rap.
He needs no crutches to face society every morning as a useful producing citizen.
Hold on, man. I'm talking to the cat,
Order.
Man.
Order in the car.
I'm talking to the cat, man. You just shut up, man. You understand? Now just shut up, man. Or you're going to blow it for me. Dig, man. Like, man, like, you know, I don't need no marijuana, man. You know what I mean, man? And I don't need no acid, man. You know what I mean? You know? Because I'm hooked on downers, man.
All right. Order, order, order in the court. That's the only time I like to hear order in the court. I don't like to watch court on TV. I don't like to go to court. Unless I know we're going to win. Something like that. But that part's good. Now, if you didn't know, of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the burn man over there rolling the pot. And that was Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong with, first of all, the opening clip, Dave's Not Here. They did live at the show last Friday in Indianapolis. Boy, what a great time, folks. If you haven't seen the tour, you have to go see it. They're only doing weekends, folks, so try to catch them in an area where you live, close to you. Now, I know that another date that's coming up somewhere in the area is April 3rd, up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the day of the Hash Bash that evening. And they're also in Louisville, and that's coming up soon, sometime right around that date as well. But they're in various cities, about 30, 40 cities across the country. So not a whole lot of dates on the Get It Legal tour. And boy, it is about time to get it legal. But the second thing was called Trippin' in Court, of course. Now, they did do some other cuts, and we'll get to, I'm going to play a few of them that they did live. Now, I don't have it live. I've got the old original stuff, but we got some other really cool stuff for you. I do want to get to some quick news. Victory for hemp in Oregon. Oregon legalizes industrial production. Now, this says, Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski has signed into law a bill permitting the production, trade, and possession of industrial hemp. The bill received bipartisan support, passing by a vote of 46-11 in the State House of Representatives and by 27-2 in the Senate. The law sets up a state-regulated program for industrial hemp growing. 16 other states have pro-hemp laws. This law is the sixth pro-hemp law or resolution passed by a state in the 2009 legislative session. Oregon now joins Maine, Montana, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Vermont on that list. 16 states have passed pro-hemp legislation since industrial hemp production was outlawed in the U.S. over 50 years ago. Under current federal law, industrial hemp can be imported into the U.S., but not grown. Of course, the hemp industries estimates that North American sales of industrial hemp products in 2008 have been $360 million, Chuck. Can you believe that? That's some of that stuff like hemp milk that Kroger's and Whole Foods and cool places like that sell, and hemp granola bars, hemp granola cereal. I could go on. Hemp, even Walmart, folks. As much as we all kind of hate Walmart, come on. Even if Walmart's selling hemp, maybe something's going on up at the corporate level. Maybe they're smoking in the back room and we don't know about it. But you can get hemp lotion, hemp cloth, hemp materials there in the craft departments. And, again, really nice hemp lotion there that I personally like. Anyway, so that's what's happening, and it's going to happen. It's we want our farmers to grow it, and that's what our guest later in the show will be, is re-legalize Indiana. That's what they're talking about over in Indianapolis and Indiana, not only for medical but specifically for hemp industrial use. So stay tuned. The second half of the show here is going to include an interview from Saturday from re-legalize Indiana. Now, out of Michigan, if you're into the hemp, of course, you can go join Everett Smith. Michigan Hemp invites you to the I don't want to say Montgomery because it's so close, and we have a Montgomery, but it isn't. It's Montmorency County Industrial Hemp Resolution. That's the Montmorency County Industrial Hemp Resolution for Michigan. It's a meeting event. They want everybody to join them. This is at the Montmorency County Courthouse in Michigan. The start time, this is Wednesday, folks, this Wednesday, January 27th, Nick Mason's birthday, this Wednesday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they want your support. They're going to try to get this bill or resolution pushed through. So that is out of Michigan. Now, out of Colorado, this is from the Safer Choice.org, folks, Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. Now, as I sit here with Chuck the Burn Man and we drink our gas station coffee, I'd much prefer to have the great coffee next door here at Midi Bridges, but we're always in a hurry. We're always the late stoners and don't get it. So we have to do the McDonald's crap or the whatever, but I'll tell you what, I would rather do the McDonald's or the Speedy Cafe or the whatever cafe today and tomorrow instead of, you got it, Starbucks. Safer Choice encourages you to check out and take part in Safer's latest action, which calls for a nationwide boycott of Starbucks until they withdraw their sponsorship of the Colorado Drug Investigators Association. That's the CDIA, Colorado Drug Investigators Association. Does that mean they're a bunch of asses? You know, Colorado Drug Investigators ass? An anti-marijuana law enforcement group that's been lobbying for state legislation that would wipe out medical marijuana dispensaries and roll back the progress Colorado has been making toward more sensible marijuana laws. The Colorado Drug Investigators the group spearheading anti-marijuana lobbying efforts is sponsored by several local and national businesses, including Starbucks Coffee, Glock Handguns, and you guessed it, members of the alcohol industry. Now, for those of you who don't know, Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, otherwise known as Safer, their platform is marijuana is safer than alcohol. Smoke pot, don't drink, or if you do, drink less. Now, you can join that. I'm going to give this URL out. If you need the information directly, you can go to saferchoice.org. The link is there as well, I'm sure. But you can go, if you got a pen, to tinyurl.com. That's tinyurl.com/YELZAUX. Once again, tinyurl.com/YELZAUX or saferchoice.org to send a letter to the Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, and let him know you will not be buying any Starbucks products until it ends its sponsorship of the Colorado Drug Investigators asses. Okay. Now, there is one other one I want you to go to, and unfortunately, as Chuck pointed out, we could have these on the links, but I did not get to them. So you can go to the Care2 petition. They have, I'm sure it's a link off of there, to the care2.org, folks, but they have a petition up on the petitionsite.com. It is Break the Stereotypes, Legalize Medical Cannabis Petition. There are over 5,000 people signed on, including myself so far, so if you got a pen ready, the petitionsite.com/takeaction /527-173-481. That again is 527-173-481. Thepetitionsite.com /take action 527-173-481. You know, it might just be a petition, but you know, people, you got to understand how strong the web is. Now, we do have something queued up on the top there. Again, let's play that real quick.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
That really wasn't Chong.
Yes, it really was. It really was. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm very proud of that. When we went to Indy this past Friday, myself and the group out of Indiana Normal, and I think maybe somebody from the Relegalize Indiana was there. As a matter of fact, they had a table there. I forgot they did. And you'll hear about that in the interview coming up. But we were very fortunate. Got to go backstage and spend a few minutes here and there with Cheech Chong and Shelby, of course. Of course, now Shelby ran to get her contacts out, so she didn't get to do her clip, but that's another story you'll hear later. Anyway, I'm very pleased to say that Cheech and Chong were very, very, very gracious, and we are very honored here at Hemp Rock Radio and WVQC to have them included in our guest ID clips, and we'll be using those again. And, of course, we have some more, so stay listening, folks. And real quick, I want to give out this information real quick, and then we'll roll on to a song. This comes from one of our members of Hemp Rock. He is a veteran over in Kentucky who, if you have any issues, first of all, with getting your pain meds and using marijuana through the Veterans Administration, this man and others know how to make the VA give you your pain meds if you, in fact, have a legitimate use for them. And the VA might tell you, what if you smoke marijuana, you can't have it? Well, that's just balderdash, folks. And Thomas Vance, U.S. Air Force retired, he's got a request for you if you live in Kentucky. This came over the weekend from Tony, actually. His message is, help! I have been trying to convince my state rep to propose a medical marijuana bill during the current session of the Kentucky Assembly. My rep, Mr. Joe Fisher, wrote back that he doesn't get letters on this issue, so he shouldn't propose one. Before I go back to him, I was hoping I could get others from Kentucky to drop Mr. Fisher a line at his email and ask him to propose a medical MJ law for Kentucky this session. We need it ASAP. Thanks, is what Tony says. Now, if you want to get involved, if you live in Kentucky and you want to help Tony get things going, you can contact him at Tomyv. That's Tom Y-V, Tom with an H, at Zoomtown.com. Once again, that's Tomyv at Zoomtown.com. He has a blog about this. If you're interested, you can go to, again, tinyurl.com/KRPVHD. Not KRP in Cincinnati, Chuck. Again, that's tinyurl.com/KRPVHD. If you didn't get any of that, you can go to hemprock.com, of course, send me an email, and I'll send you any of the links you don't get here listening to the show. And I do believe we have a song queued up, and it is Cheech and Chong, and it is the third track. It is another thing, another cut that they do live on this year's tour. It's the Mexican Americans and the Beaners. We'll be back.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies
where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Good, huh? It's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that, man.
Yeah.
But you know, while you were singing that, I wrote another tune, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like the same thing, only different. You know? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a little more rock and roll than that.
All right,
that,
we'll
know?
Get down.
It's something like this here. I gotta work a little more in the lyrics.
Yeah, that's heavy,
it's
man.
It's kind of like,
yeah,
you know.
All righty. Like I said, it's Cheech and Chong with Mexican Americans and Beaners. Okay, and we do have some other things coming up. As I said, we've got an interview coming up here in just a couple of minutes from Relegalize Indiana. And I do want to, I have to get this out. I'm going to forget, and I don't want to do that. Folks, if you're into Government Mule, and we're going to play some Government Mule tomorrow to get ready for this Friday's show. They are here at the Taft Theater the 29th of January. And if you want to know about your town, I think that you're coming to Cleveland and some other places, you can go to mule.net/tour. Mule.net/tour for the Government Mule dates. But if you live here in Cincinnati, it's this Friday at the Taft Theater. And I'm sure you can go to all the different ticket places to get that. I don't know which one. So we're not getting paid to plug it. We just like Government Mule. They are a cool band that has played for this marijuana movement. And again, we will play some of those songs tomorrow, two to be exact, and maybe some other stuff if we can. But today it's Cheech and Chong. I do want to also say very quickly, if you wanted to, you could go and listen to last Monday's show at the WEEDRadioNetwork.com and listen to the edited archive, audio archive of the LA City, I'm sorry, it's at lacity.org, but it is the Sacramento meeting for California for the safety committee that did pass to push forward taxing and regulating marijuana. Now, the gentleman who put that through did pull that before it went to the health committee this past week, because they all knew that the health committee was going to squash this if it went into their table. So the senator that put this on has pulled that temporarily and is going to reintroduce it later for the next session to make sure it doesn't get killed completely. But if you do want to hear or watch the whole thing, of course, you can go to lacity.org and put in the information for the Sacramento meeting on January 12th of last week. But I do believe we are cued, and we'll be back in a second.
Hi, I'm Shelby Chong, and you are listening to Hip Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC.org. Here, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
All right. Could you make out who that was? Yes, folks, that was Cheech and Chong doing Shelby Chong. As I said, Shelby took off. She had to go back in the back room and get her contacts out. I was the last person of about 100 people to get a chance to talk to them for a few minutes. And if you go to the WEEDRadioNetwork.com, you can see some pictures down there. And there's a couple other pictures I got to tell you about later in the show. But I feel very, very honored, and I want everybody to see just how much fun I had last Friday, I guess. And what are you cued on now?
Willie.
Well, no, actually, we want to get this one in now. We'll play the Willie PSA here in just a second. In the meantime, I do have, I think I'll save this. I'm going to save this. I will put this out, though. This is from Missouri Normal. This is for immediate release. The medical marijuana bill filed with bipartisan sponsorship, a bill to permit Missouri citizens whose doctors believe they benefit from the use of marijuana as medicine to do so without fear of criminal prosecution and imprisonment, has been filed by Representative Kate Meaners of Kansas City. The bill has more sponsors than ever before, with 16 House members signing on to the bill, including Republican Representative Robert Schaaf, a physician from St. Joseph. House Bill 1670 would place the issue before Missouri voters in November of 2011. In 1994, the Missouri Senate passed SCR 14, which called called on Congress to make marijuana available for medical use. Under current Missouri law, doctors are allowed to prescribe cocaine, opium, methamphetamine, and hundreds of other potentially dangerous addictive drugs. Supporters of the bill say it is absurd to not trust those same doctors with the ability to authorize their patients to also use a relatively safe and non-addictive, again, non-addictive substance like cannabis. Polls have strong majority support for the measure among Missouri voters. And you have number four cued. All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I do believe this is the interview from Saturday afternoon in Indianapolis with Relegalize Indiana. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man on the pot. And we are Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC.org. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and I'm here with Hemp Rock Radio on location in Indianapolis. And right after, the next day, the morning after, as they say, of the Cheech and Chong show here at the Marat Theater last night. And boy, did we have a great time. But I'm also here with a new group out of Indianapolis and Indiana generally that is called Relegalize Indiana. And they're a new organization that, I'll read the card, says, a new era in sustainability, stability, and economic development for Indiana through the legalized production and cultivation of marijuana and industrial hemp. Again, they're called Relegalize Indiana. And I'm sitting here with Robin and Joe. Folks, whose concept was this to start?
Well, it all started with Bill Levin, our executive director. He started a fan page on Facebook back in October. And
09, last year.
Of 09, yes, October of 09. And I've known Bill for 20 years from the music business, so I was friends with him on Facebook anyway, and when I saw him start this, I thought, okay, if this guy can get a substantial number of people, and in my mind I thought 5,000 would be substantial, by the end of the year to be fans of this page, I'll take the political skills that I've built up working for campaigns over the last 10 years and use those skills to help him organize his effort. And I came home Christmas night from the family activities, and I looked at the fan page, and I saw it had 7,500 members.
Wow, that's a lot. And how much time?
That was in like 2.5 months' time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was impressed. So I realized I needed to get in touch with him, and when I contacted him, I said, what are you doing, man? And he said, well, I'm just trying to bring a little democracy to Indiana. So I said, well, I can relate. So we had a conversation. I explained to him, you know, who all I've worked for over the years, and a lot of Democrat candidates for office. And I've really learned the inside of campaign, the politics behind campaigns. And I told him, you got to have a campaign for this. You have to organize. You have to form an issue advocacy campaign. And the only way to do that is organize like you organize a regular political candidate.
How to present it.
But you have to organize. You have to get things official.
Mm-hmm.
When I was talking to him, he told me that Robin Alexander here was part of it. And I knew her from the Obama campaign. So I was very excited. So, Robin, how did you get involved with Bill?
Just like you, I've known him, you know, all around town. I'm originally from Detroit, and I've been in Indianapolis for about 15 years, and grown up in Detroit, too, you know, a lot of music, a lot of politics. I grew up in that. So meeting Bill about maybe 10 years ago, it was like, you know, and we did this at the other thing, and I got on Facebook in October myself. I'm just new to Facebook, you know, coming into this century, but be that as it may, and Bill's doing this, and this sounds great. So we started kind of chatting back and forth about this, that, the other thing. And I saw how enthused he was and how dedicated he was to doing this, and I thought, this is going to be a wild ride, really. And especially coming off the Obama campaign, I working with the people I found, I love to do it, which is why I'm the field director.
Wonderful. The networker.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a networker, mm-hmm. too. Wonderful. So you say you're from Detroit, living here in Indianapolis and Indiana all this time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your family and friends back home in Michigan now that are smoking medical marijuana legally?
I think it's amazing. I think it's totally great. I mean, I've been to so many hash bashes in Ann Arbor. I mean, it's been going on a long time, more or less up there, but to have it actually legal. And not only that, but watching all the states around Indiana I'm very excited.
We're all going to fall to that. And so now I know where your accent came from. I knew I recognized the accent. Now I get it. It's the Detroit, Michigan accent.
You betcha.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a California medical, and I say this all the time. I can't tell you the feeling and the rush that I get when I drive out of Toledo into Michigan on 75 North headed to see people.
I'll bet.
Yeah. You know, and going to Hash Bash, which is coming up April 3rd, of course. And don't forget, folks, if you're there, Cheech and Chong's that night in that city as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, what better place to have them but Hash Bash area? But, yeah, no, I can't wait for it to be in Ohio, and it's going to happen there. It's going to happen in Indiana as well, and, of course, the rest of the country. And now, you were showing us your website earlier, and I want you to tell the folks what the website is and what they can find with that map that you found and have a link to.
Yes.
And what the map is.
The map. We're at reallegalizeindiana.com. And you can also plug our name into Google. You'll find us in MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. We're everywhere. Just look for us. We even have our own social network on Ning at relegalizeindiana.ning.com. And join us anywhere that you find us. But we have a map on our website. Missouri introduced a bill yesterday for medical marijuana.
Yes.
In Missouri. And,
So just on the heels of New Jersey.
Right, just on the heels of New Jersey and Michigan opening the first dispensaries on January 1st.
Yep,
and
yep.
The California full legalization. And
yep.
All of this news lately, we're at a tipping point. And,
very much. Almost a critical mass. Almost.
There's a map on our website that shows this. It's an extraordinary map that I found online, but modified a little bit. Somebody had put together a map from about a year ago with the first 13 states that were legalized and or medical or and or decriminalized.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, even last year 12 was medical because Ohio and numerous other states have been decrimmed for years.
Right.
So that was the medical states. Now we're at 14, I think, correct?
Showed the states where there's decrim laws and states where there's medical laws, and then it showed states where there's both.
Got it.
And then I added the color green to show states where it's being discussed on an official level.
Wonderful.
Whether it's a legislative bill in their legislature or a ballot initiative that's been scheduled.
Something going through.
Something official.
Yeah.
And that's not even, you know, counting states where it's being discussed in public.
Yeah. Which is everywhere.
Where nothing's been filed yet, or where a lot of these, where a lot of states are right now, like Indiana.
Yeah.
We're just now starting the public discussion with our group.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, if you go to our blog on relegalizeindiana.com, you'll find this map under the article about the Missouri legislation.
Wonderful. So now you were mentioning about that some of the states that are in that map show where legislation is going and is already going through Senate and House and stuff, and then states where they're talking about it. Now, that's kind of where you're at right now. What senators, congressmen, or representatives, or council people in the area of Indianapolis, Indiana, proper, do you have on board with you yet? I heard you talking about that earlier in conversation.
Well,
I know you're talking to some people.
Yeah, we're just
touching
now,
the ground to see what the feelings
are. Yeah, we're putting the feelers out. We have some people who have responded positively, but they're not ready to go on the
get on board yet. Yeah,
we're so new that no one really knows us yet. So we're building our lobbying team right now, and we're getting our friends that we think are the boldest to come out with us to make some.
To feel comfortable.
Make some inquiries.
Yeah.
Get some people comfortable with talking to us.
Well, I think when some of the different states start doing it, some of the other states are going to go, we better get on the board or we're going to be left behind. And that's where critical mass happens.
It becomes an economic argument at this point.
It always has been an economic argument.
Always has been, but
always
now they see it.
Now it's blatant because everybody's broke.
Now that it's on the border and everyone's broke, everyone's scrambling for education money, here's a way to do it.
That's right.
And so, you know, I had somebody refer to it as if we're going to sell our souls.
For a good cause?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I agree with that characterization, but if that's what some people have to see it as, I understand that.
Yeah.
We're not really selling our souls. What we're doing here is a compassionate act for a lot of sick people.
Of course, yeah. And well, that's the propaganda side to begin with.
Yeah, and I think our job here, this is not a war. This is not a fight. We don't like that language.
Yeah.
This is an education.
Yeah.
We're providing an education to the state of Indiana yeah. about the facts about this.
Yeah.
And that's our job here. That's what we're doing.
Well, if somebody wants to get involved, I know as the networker, they'll probably end up getting you, Robin,
yes.
through
yeah.
email or contact.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a number to contact.
Info. We have a phone number if you want to call us at 317-560-4420. And if you want to email us, we have contact information on our website at relegalizeindiana.com. You can get hold of us there. And we look forward to meeting you. Find us in any of your favorite social networks. Just search for us, and we're there.
Wonderful. Would you like to add anything to that, Robin, on what you think, as a networker, people should be doing to help?
I think people should do what they can at this point. You know, we understand that not everybody can be bold in their statement and come out and sign petitions.
Jobs prevent them.
You know, absolutely.
People are afraid still.
Yeah, but for the greater good, you know, maybe they can stop by and talk to us when we're at a table, like the little table that I had last night, Lynn, at Cheech and Chong.
Yes.
Was an amazing experience.
And you had how many people sign last night?
172.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
And we'll be getting a hold of them. And these are all people from all over Indiana. We are a statewide initiative. We are a registered political action committee.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're
going to... A lobbying group.
Absolutely.
You can lobby
the lobby,
reps and stuff.
And we have our lobbyist, that's Bill Levine.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just benefit so many people.
Absolutely.
You know, oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting awkward. Climbed.
That's all right.
But even just, you know, sheer jobs. You know, we need that in Indiana. We really do.
Yeah.
I know they've tried, and we're not as bad as other states.
What about the farmers?
Well, you know, sometimes...
You're a corn state.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
and I'm all for corn, folks. I have an ethanol vehicle. But I'd rather it be ethanol from hemp.
Absolutely.
And let's eat.
Biomass.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd rather use it for ethanol than corn syrup.
The farmers are so important to our cause. I can't begin to describe. We're making efforts to reach out to farming groups throughout the state because we think that they're going to be the ones that benefit the earliest.
Well, if you ever want to borrow the green machine as a teaching tool to the farmers that they need hemp instead of the corn, and that it can all run a vehicle like this very cheaply and healthy for the environment and healthy for the farmers as well. I'm perfectly willing to loan you the vehicle because, you know, you are one of the top three corn states.
Oh, yeah.
And cellulose hemp, the stalk of the plant, is not only the number one fiber, number one paper, you know, material, it's also the number one cellulose to provide the cellulose for the hemp, the ethanol.
Right.
To turn it in. There is the new technology to take cellulose and turn it into the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And the only plant that has enough of it is the hemp stalk. So that's the angle that I personally would be taking on some of the farmers in Indiana, besides all of the other stuff. You know, Kroger's is selling hemp milk. You guys have Kroger's here. Hemp seeds out of the same farm could provide all of that. So
there's been many conversations I've had with farmers.
Good.
You know, this has always been a cause of mine. There's no doubt about it. And I helped out the local Normal staff tables at the Indiana State Fair. They have a booth.
Yep, I remember.
Just right down the aisle in the expo hall from the state police booth. Mm-hmm.
You and Neil Smith.
You know, absolutely.
Yep.
Me and Neil and a lot of other people.
Absolutely.
You know, but these old farmers are come trucking up and, you know, my family farm, we grew the hemp in World War II, and I'll tell you what, it put food on our table.
That's right.
Wish I could do that again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
now it's time to hit them.
Absolutely.
When it's out there in the news. Well, folks, I appreciate it. Now I'm going to give your number out again. That's the Relegalize Indiana. You can get them at relegalizeindiana.com or .ning.com. And 317-560-4480. And 4480 for the telephone number.
4420. That's a typo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
You heard it here first, folks.
The cards are wrong.
That's on Neil.
Oh, boy.
Neil at Time for Hemp Radio. Well, folks, that's 317-560-4420. We'll get that correct. Thank you both, Joe and Robin. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Great
Lynn.
To see you both. And, we'll have you next time when you're going even stronger and got a bill up in your Congress and stuff.
Thank you.
All righty. Peace. Okay. That was Robin and Joe from Indianapolis, the out of Relegalize Indiana. And appreciate all the work that they're doing now. They're getting involved more and more and going to make sure that the state next to us is going to lead the way around here, because apparently Kentucky isn't doing it yet, and either is Ohio. So maybe Indiana will. But we'll see. I think we should have a contest. Which one of the tri-state states gets medical or hemp legal first? Yeah, let's make a challenge to the activists in Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio, and see who can get it done first in which state here in the tri-state area. Well, in Cincinnati, if you want to make change, of course, we first have to get this stupid law off the book that makes you get arrested for any amount of marijuana in the city limits of Cincinnati. You can also, don't forget, go to CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com to get all the information, the stats, and call or write your city council. And even if you don't live in Cincinnati, you can do that. Again, that's the CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. And if we've only got a few minutes left, let's see, the time is 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Wherever you are, here it's 9 minutes to 2 p.m. And we, of course, have Jay with Cincinnati's Conscience coming up right after Hemp Rock. But so we do have a few minutes left before we cut out. So if you want to call us, the number is 513-564-9600. Again, 513-564-9600. We'll see if we can get this little baby phone patch to work. But in the meantime, Chuck has something cued.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City,
WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right, thank you, Mr. Cheech and Mr. Chong. Or should I say Mr. Marin and Mr. Chong? Because it's the first name and the last name. I don't know if you guys ever got that. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, it is indeed Hemp Rock Radio. I got a few more stories to get out before the top of the hour. And one more song, number 6 on the next CD. But in the meantime, this is a immediate release, press release that came out last Friday. San Jose, California. The WOA Men's Alliance for Medical Marijuana, otherwise known as WAM, has reached a settlement with the federal government in their case, the County of Santa Cruz versus Eric Holder. Yes, Eric Holder. The case stems from the 2002 Drug Enforcement Agency raid on WAM's Collective Garden, where armed agents used chainsaws to destroy the medicine for 200 sick and dying patients. The suit was enjoined by the city and county of Santa Cruz. The new administration has agreed to relax their aggressive actions. We hope that over time the federal government will recognize its senseless position on medical marijuana and will formally codify protections for sick, dying, and marginalized patients who have the right to use whatever substances their physicians recommend to ease suffering, said Valerie Corral, in a statement read before U.S. District Court Judge Jeremy Fogel. We are nonetheless heartened by the federal government's newly declared position suggesting deference, to state medical marijuana laws, and we are extraordinarily proud of our collective's role in effecting this change in policy. However, should our government break their word and again pursue their senseless assault on the sick and dying, we stand at the ready and we promise to hold them accountable in a court of law. Now, in other words, we won. For more information about this, you can go to wham.org, that's WAMM.org, to find out about that lawsuit that they have won. Now, let me check the time, folks. We've got just a few minutes. I'm going to save these other stories out of Seattle, Washington. There's a couple of stories coming out of there. We'll save those for tomorrow, as well as some other songs. But I got to get this song in. This is something that even I didn't know about. This is a story that they tell on stage. So if you get to see the Cheech and Chong Get It Legal tour this year, you will hear this same story if you didn't already know it. It seems that Tommy Chong was, of course, he's a great singer, great guitarist, great dancer, I must add. He also was in a boy band. back in the 60s. There was a band out of Canada on Motown Records, folks. Even had a hit single. It hit number 29 on the top 30 of that year, I believe, 1965. It was Bobby and the Vancouvers. As you know, he is from Canada. And this song is Does Your Mama Know About Me? Tommy wrote the words, I believe, and had a co-writer with him on the music as well. And so we're going to play this. This is not your average pot song, folks, but this is Tommy Chong before the Cheech and Chong days. Bobby and the Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me? Does Your Mama Know About Me? Now, think about that. That was before Cheech and Chong. Tommy Chong, yes, Tommy Chong was the good-looking, strapping guy. And if you that you can see in the pictures, if you go to the WEEDRadionetwork.com right now, not only can you see pictures from Friday where myself and a group of other people, of course, this is just myself in the picture with Cheech and Chong, but there's a whole bunch of other people around us. You can see those pictures as well as two pictures that I found last night on the web of Bobby and the Vancouvers. There's a black and white one, and there's a color one. If you go all the way down to the bottom of the page, the front page, where it's got various links, various audio, various pictures, you'll see those pictures. You can click on them and see how real. Of course, he's good looking in his 70s, and Shelby's a lucky woman, I'll tell you. And but this is such a great story because this was their Motown days when he was in a band before he became a comedian. Again, Bobby and the Vancouvers with Tommy Chong, Does Your Mama Know About Me? And he wrote the song. Last cut, you got it, Chuck. And we're about to get out of here. I didn't get to play a few songs, so I'll probably run them over tomorrow. We are supposed to have a potential guest tomorrow. I believe it's going to be Jeff from his a drummer from the band Eclipse. And I'm going to forget what Jeff's production company is, and I apologize. He's supposed to come down tomorrow. They're going to bring us some music from Eclipse, a local band that's going to be a hemp rock band in the future. And I believe we're about ready to hit that last song, right, Chuck?
Right.
All righty. Stay tuned for tomorrow's edition of Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man on the pot. And sorry for any technical difficulties. Seems we need a new board, folks. So, again, money, 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 money. Donate, donate, become a member here at Media Bridges. And we'll get that antenna and a new board. We'll see you tomorrow.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
To Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org. A member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center. Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production. Up next is Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay All Day, where hippie meets the hood.